It is Friday night, and the mood is right. We're having some fun, show how it's done. TGIF.
Welcome to week number 238 of the Two Guys into Fridays podcast. My name is Steven, that over there is Travis.
Buenos dias, Steve.
What's going on? I'm stopping in real quick to do this episode.
Because you just got back and you're on your way out, huh?
Literally came in from Florida yesterday, leaving for Philly for WrestleMania tomorrow.
World traveler.
Definitely not world, but at least East Coast.
World, Greater Atlantic Coast.
Thank you, Philippe, for the theme song this week.
Gracias, Philippe.
TGIFcast@gmail.com. That's where you can send in your version of the theme song. If you want to, just make one. Just send it over our way. And also, make sure you're following us on all social media at TGIFcast. Voting is now done for the Style Weekly thing. Thank you, everyone that voted. We don't know if we won yet, but we'll see what happens.
Do you know when we find out?
The website makes it seem like it's like 2 months from now.
I do feel like there's an unnecessary pause between voting and
announcing.
Like, it's online, man. Just hit the button and tells you who wins.
Yeah. We'll see. Well, who knows?
I got plans for the night of the party.
Okay. Like actual plans? Like you can't go to the party?
I don't even know. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what the party is.
I've got an apology to make.
Okay.
I have to say that you were absolutely right about two things last week, and I'm here to to admit that I was wrong.
All right. I don't even know what these things are.
Jack A is Chris correct.
I did. I checked with my wife, and she's like, it's definitely Jack A.
Jack A is 100% correct. You're right on that.
All
right. Our boy Keith stepped up, our actual TGIF expert, and made sure that I was aware of that. And also, it was not Anthony Kiedis. You're correct on that as well.
I mean, I was really confident on that one. I was so on Jack A.
The Jack A thing, it's not that I thought you were wrong. It's just that it sounds ridiculous when you say it.
It did sound, yeah. And I don't want to like
say it again ever.
Take away from, you know, her name. That's how it sounds. That's how she pronounces it. But like when I said it, it just didn't roll off the tongue like you know when other people say it.
So. That's all I got.
Cool.
Sorry.
Thanks, man. No worries.
Yeah. Is this where we talk about like what happened or like when the episodes aired, things like that? We only have one episode to talk about this week.
One episode. Yeah, everything was in reruns except there was a new episode of Sister Sister, episode 3. So
we're watching that, and it aired sometime in 94.
Yeah, right? It would have been Friday night, April 8th, 1994.
So we do like to see what was going on in the world the week that that episode aired, I guess. I got three stories for you. They're probably all pretty important. I wasn't big into like politics or anything now or in 94, so nothing's changed really.
I don't know anything about important stuff.
But I might know a little more now, but I didn't know anything back then. But
fair enough.
April 6th, Henry Blackman, you know who he is?
Not off the top of my head.
Supreme Court Justice and author of Roe versus Wade resigned from the Supreme Court on April 6th, 1994.
Yep. Man. All right.
Is he still alive? Could be. Looks real old in this picture.
I don't think he is. No. I don't think he is.
Also, same day, another thing I know nothing about. I know there's a movie called Hotel Rwanda, which has something to do with this.
Oscar-winning movie.
Yeah, but so there was a plane, right?
Harry Blackman is in fact dead.
Okay. There was a plane. It was carrying Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana and Burundian President Cyprien Natamira. The plane got shot down from surface-to-air missiles, abruptly ending the peace negotiations and sparking the Rwanda genocide. And the people
there were two presidents in this plane that both died at the same time.
Both got shot down, both died, and then the people who actually, I guess, shot it down have never actually been identified.
That's wild. I didn't know that's wild.
That's what sparked the whole thing, right?
I guess. I mean, this is I don't know much about this like historic event, but obviously because I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
It seems like some people wanted to work things out and then someone was like, nah, we're not going to do that, and just shot down the plane, and then everything went crazy after that.
That's wild.
I could probably talk about the Rwanda stuff for the next who knows how many weeks, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's not fun to dwell on genocide.
So. No.
Not when you're talking about TGIF, at least.
This isn't really fun to talk about either, but it's not... I mean, I like this story.
Okay.
April 8th, 1994, smoking, cigarettes, banned in the Pentagon and all U.S. military bases, which was the surprising part to me.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't... That seems odd to me as well. Like, that's surprising to
me. They're like, you know what? We're going to jump ahead of McDonald's.
Inside at military bases or just
on military bases? I don't know. I bet you outside, too. I bet you it was on the whole military base. But I'm surprised they're like, you know what, McDonald's? You can keep your smoking. We're going to jump ahead and say it's probably not a good idea.
Well, I mean, it's
not a... You know what, airplanes? Like, we're going to say, you guys can keep smoking, but we're going to jump ahead and say, we're not going to allow it over here.
Well, that's what they do.
I'm surprised
they can do that. I mean, it's harder to do it for, like, private businesses than it is to do it for your own government.
Maybe.
Governmental space.
That's all I got. What about movies and music? What was number one this week?
Yeah, so no change on the song. It is still Ace of Base, The Sign. We do get a new song next week.
Okay.
So Ace of Base last week for now. They do have a comeback.
Okay.
New movie. So I just want to kind of, like set this up a little bit. So you know how like nowadays everybody complains and it's like, it's all sequels and remakes and reboots and blah, 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 this and that. Like that's a common thing that you hear people say. I'm not asking you to agree with it or not.
Okay.
People say.
People do say that.
So here's what I want to say. So this is 30 years ago. The number one movie this week is a sequel. It is Major League 2.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen, you know, the whole
maybe the better one. The more fun one, I think.
I don't know if I agree with that cuz I watched
them. Not even the more fun one?
I don't know. Okay. It's a perfectly fine movie. It's a funny movie. It's a good movie. But I watched them back to back because I hadn't watched Major League in so long. I wanted to watch Major League and then Major League 2. And I do think Major League is a better movie.
Okay, that's fine.
But the point that I was getting at is this is the third week in a row.
A sequel.
In 1994 with a sequel as the number one movie.
Because we had The Naked Gun, we had this, and then what was the other one?
Mighty Ducks 2.
That's right, yeah.
And then Major League 2.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying like, maybe
it's been a thing for a very long time where sequels.
Yeah, it's been around. People have been making sequels for, like you said, a very long time.
At least 30 years.
I mean, I don't know if Naked Gun 33 and a third was the first sequel ever, but yeah, at least 30 years.
Well, didn't 2.5 come out before 33 and a third?
I was joking, obviously, because you said at least 30 years.
When did Star Wars come out?
Return of the Jedi or
70s
Empire Strikes Back?
Late 70s, well, early 80s.
Empire would have been early 80s, I think.
I think the first one was like 70, 80,
81, 82, yeah. Empire, let's see, Empire Strike.
Well, there's that.
1980, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of sequels before that.
Yeah, too. I can't think of any, though.
I mean, people like Ben-Hur was a remake. Ben-Hur was a remake of a Ben-Hur silent film.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if I count.
And that. I don't even think Wizard of Oz was the first time Wizard of Oz.
They have a Ben-Hur part two?
Was there a Ben-Hur 2? Ben-Hur 2. Why, they make stupid sequels all the time.
Still waiting for Titanic 2. Then I'll go watch Titanic 1.
Titanic 2, where they all live in a bubble at the bottom of the ocean.
Wait, that's what happens in Titanic?
Titanic 2, that's what would happen. They all sink and they live in a bubble.
Wait, they sunk in the first one?
Yes. I know you've never seen it, but... Isn't that a movie? Like, wasn't that a joke?
What, Titanic 2?
Titanic 2, like, in a movie? Like, wasn't
yeah,
that a
I mean,
joke?
People joke about it forever.
Yeah, but I feel like that was in a big movie. There was, like, a...
Can you just type in what was the first movie sequel?
Like, probably. I didn't know we were going to get that deep.
I mean, I thought that's what you... I didn't know what you were looking at. Ben-Hur 2, I thought.
I was looking at Ben-Hur 2. I didn't find one. Let's see.
The Fall of a Nation and Birth of a Nation, 1915, 1916.
They didn't waste any time. They made a sequel. So the first full-length motion picture, they made a sequel the next year. So literally, like, one of the first, like, I don't know, 20 movies ever made was a sequel.
Hmm. All right. Want to talk about Sister Sister yet?
Oh, no. We have
birthdays?
We do. Okay. We have a birthday.
Is it Jack A?
It, not Jack A. So March 31st, Mr. William Daniels, Mr. Feeney.
Oh, good one.
Happy birthday. He's probably, I mean, he's
Still alive.
Yeah.
What is he, 90?
That's what I'm looking up right now. He is, let's see, 97.
Jeez.
Yeah, good.
Hanging in there, Feeney.
And doing conventions.
Yeah. And not using a 12-foot barrier in between him and the guests.
That's right, or a giant stack of boxes.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do it.
Sister, Sister, Season 1, Episode 3, Slumber Party is the name of this episode, and it starts off, we got Tia and Tamara, they're on the bed, and they are planning a party, and by the name of the episode, it's probably a slumber party, and they've got a list, they're trying to figure out who to invite, but then they're like, well, if we invite this person won't come, and if we invite this person won't come, and they're just getting their list together, right?
Yeah, it's very, it's very high school politics.
They do mention here that it is, in fact, a slumber party. They're very excited, obviously, when they're planning this whole thing. They even are going to, like, make a schedule. Well, at least I think the one girl, it's going to take a while to get Tia and Tamara, which one has which character traits and everything. But one of them's talking about making a schedule. One of them's like, why do we need to make a schedule? All we're going to do is stay up all night and talk about boys. Like, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. That's the intro.
But one thing we can remember is, the more like rigid one is Lisa's daughter, daughter. And the other one, the more like carefree one is Ray's daughter.
Tamara, carefree Ray, right?
I didn't say Tamara. I don't know which one's which.
I'm looking at my notes here. Yeah. And okay. Ray, Tamara, okay. Carefree. Got it.
Yes.
Till next week.
I'm just going to put a note at the top of all my notes.
Ray, Tamara, Tia, Lisa.
Lisa, yep.
Theme song, we come back, we got Tia and Tamara. They are getting home from, I don't know, grocery store or something. They've got a whole bunch of snacks. Ray's,
yep.
Ray's like, you get enough snacks for everyone? And they've got like two big bags already. And then Roger comes in with three more walking behind him.
Right, they made him carry all the heavy stuff.
He's excited for the slumber party. They tell him no boys are allowed at this thing. It's a girls' night. And Ray is going to take them to the video store later to get some movies before the slumber party starts.
Yep. And they also, we find out here, the girls are, you know, they ask the parents if they can not be home, then go find stuff to do. I think it's a pretty bold request at the age of like 12, 13.
Yeah, for sure. Ray's putting the plastic furniture or the plastic like covers on all the furniture. Of course, they don't want that, but he's like, you know what? We're doing it anyways. Lisa is all right with them, like
leaving.
She's
cool
with it. She's fine. And she's even going out. Like, she's just going to leave Ray by himself there anyways.
Yeah, she's a date. I wrote the guy's name down, but I somehow autocorrected to Chiro, so I'm not sure what his name is.
Oh, his name's Churro, not Chiro.
Is it Churro?
No, I have no idea what his name is. I think later in the episode, I mention it whenever they say it again, but I don't know what it was here. But Lisa's trying to talk Ray into like maybe finding a date as well, coming out with them, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's not having luck with the ladies right now.
We skip ahead a little later where we get a real quick scene where the phone rings, Lisa answers, and we find out that her date, Churro, has the flu and is not going to be going out.
Poor Churro.
So now we're at the video store. The girls, of course, are looking at scary movies. I love that they're keeping this up with them always wanting
me
to watch
too.
Scary movies, Nightmare on Elm Street, stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're big Freddy fans. Yeah, me too. I agree.
I know we've had a lot of like horror movie stuff in past TGIF, but I wonder if there's any like writers in common, like with like Just the Ten of Us or anything like that.
I don't know about Just the Ten of Us. I feel like that production company probably didn't have the same writing staff, but I'm sure is like Boy Meets World, because you know we're going to see like some horror themes through there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's cool. I like horror stuff, and I like that it keeps
going.
I
think creative people, writers, people like that generally don't have a problem with horror movies.
So they're looking at the scary movies. Ray suggests The Little Mermaid, which they're not really into. Oh, I did get... Can I go on a tangent real quick, or is that probably...
Yeah, sure, go ahead. Yeah, no, we got one episode.
We were in Florida, and we went to the Weekiwachee River. Do you know where that is?
I don't.
Somewhere in Florida. But that's where they have the live mermaid show, and we saw the live performance underwater of The Little Mermaid.
Oh, that's cool. It's a Disney-like thing?
Nope.
Or is it... No, it's separate. So
they don't call her Ariel. The crab is a turtle. when they get to the singing part, instead of her doing the it hits like the first two notes, and then it's like a different part. So it's like, obviously they don't have the rights to any of the Disney stuff, but they try to get as close as they can.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, The Little Mermaid is a book.
Yeah, I think they say The Little Mermaid by Hans Christian Andersen is what they say. Yeah. So I don't know, like, maybe this is exactly like the Hans Christian Andersen part, but like the singing, like they tried to get the Disney part in there kind of thing. I don't know. There's no singing in the book.
My other question, is it like a kid show, or is it like at a kind of restaurant, or like,
so
what's the
it's
setup?
A spring where you can go swimming, right? And this mermaid thing has been there since like early 1900s, I think, like 1920s or something like that.
Okay.
But it's all underwater. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4 mermaids. There's the prince. There's the evil witch and everything. And like, they'll go down and they're like breathing like the scuba tanks. And some of them will have like a tube with them and stuff. But like, the girl who's doing Ariel is underwater for like minutes doing like flips and singing and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah. I normally see that. There's a lot of like kind of old school tiki bars that have like
a mermaid thing. Yeah.
Like a mermaid, like tank behind the bar and things like that. I shouldn't say a lot. There's a couple, there's actually very few left. That was like kind of a semi-common thing back in the day.
This is like the big one, the one that's like in, there's like a documentary about it and stuff like that
That's cool.
All right. So Ray suggests that they watch Little Mermaid. They don't want to watch it. They want to watch scary movies. And then Ray walks over to Lisa. She's in there as well. And she's like, hey, just want to say sorry that your date canceled. Sucks that he got the flu. T and Samara, they're back on the other side and they see one of the girls they didn't invite to the party. Like in the beginning where they were making the list, one of these girls, they crossed off immediately. She's in there.
Well, they kind of like went back and forth on her because there were some people that were like contingent on her being there. So, but yeah, they see her at the movie store.
They see her.
Vicky.
One of the girls is like, don't say anything. We can't say anything that we have a party going on. And the other one's like, all right, I won't say anything at all. And then they walk over and immediately she's like, hey, we're having a slumber party tonight. And she's like, oh, I can't come. I've got another party of my own going on.
Which got me nervous that they were going to, like, have nobody at their party.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. So she's having her own party. The girls are like, whatever. And I think they're a little sad that they didn't. Don't they say that? They're like, I can't believe she didn't invite us to her party.
I don't know. I was too busy thinking, oh, man, this is going to be the plot line. They're going to have, like, no one at their party, and that's going to ruin everything and blah, blah, blah. But that's not what happened. So
then we go back to the other side of the store where we're back to Lisa. And
Lisa and Ray. Yeah.
Who does Lisa see but Churro in there shopping in the video store, who is supposed to be sick with the flu right now, and he doesn't look very
and he's
sick.
Looking great. He's looking at, he's just having a good old time. He's like, oh, I'm gonna die.
He's
hard.
Dressed up, he's got his raincoat on, looking nice. And then not only all this, another woman comes up and he's there with her.
And they're like cuddly. They're snuggling a little bit.
Yeah, so Lisa's like, oh no. And she tries to sneak out of the store without this guy seeing him. But they end up bumping into each other. And then Lisa starts to question him. Like, oh, what are you doing here? Why are you... All this stuff. Pretty much calling him out on being at the store when he's supposed to have the flu.
You know, I disagree with you. I don't think she does call him out. I think she goes up to him and says hi. And he immediately realizes, like, oh no,
I'm in trouble.
And starts to make excuses. Like, oh, well, I thought I was going to be able to come out here and get a movie but I'm just still too sick and she
digging
really,
he's digging himself a hole right there.
Yeah, I don't think she really does calls him out at all. And then Ray comes up to kind of like offer his support in the way that Ray does.
Yeah, Ray's pretty good here. Like he knows that she's like in this weird spot where this guy obviously lied to her and went out with this other girl. So he comes in and starts to pretend that he's her date, right?
Right, exactly.
And as we're doing this, Lisa realizes what's going on and delivers our diss of the week to Churro.
Well, if the truth be known, Ray has always been my first choice. You were just Robin. This here is Batman.
Okay, so that's kind of like the end of the scene right there, right?
He very topical. Very, you know, Batman and Robin. Love it.
She makes him look bad. Ray looks like he did a great job, and she's happy with Ray stepping up for her.
Yeah, they're good to go.
All right, back to the house. all the girls are there for a party, and they're all upstairs in Tia and Tamara's room at this point, right?
They're all up there. Yeah, we've got
Brittany Murphy's there.
Brittany Murphy. Do you recognize one of the other girls?
Nope.
Venus De Milo Thomas, who has been in what? Step by Step, Family Matters. She was in Camp Wilder. She's been in like all of the.
Hey, we need a kid friend. Call up Venus.
Call up Venus.
She's in there.
You know her best. You know her best from Salute Your Shorts. But
oh yeah, that's right. Six to eight girls maybe in there, something like that.
Yeah, sure. That sounds about right.
They're up there. They're doing some Aretha Franklin respect. Everyone is, except for Brittany Murphy, who's kind of just like sitting on the bench window, just kind of not looking too happy to be there for some reason.
She's sad. She's pining for her boyfriend. I guess boyfriend. I'm calling him boyfriend Adam.
At least ex-boyfriend, right? Like they were together at some point.
I think that they are just together. I don't think they're separated. I don't think they're broken up.
Yeah, we learn more about that in a little bit. But the girls start playing Truth or Dare. And then this is where they're talking about, like, Truth, who's, like, the cutest boy or who kisses the best or something like that. And this is where we find out a little more from Brittany Murphy that she's been hanging out with some guy named Adam. He's in the 10th grade, and her parents won't let her see him anymore because he got in trouble with the police for spray painting Adam Loves Sarah on a wall. Brittany Murphy's name is Sarah. I'm not going to ever say that again, but it is.
Well, right, Sarah. She's in more episodes.
Still going.
The thing here, though, what she tries to do is like play like, oh, they think he's bad because he got in a little bit of trouble. And then she starts to like say what he did. And it gets kind of like progressively
like he is worse. Probably pretty bad.
Like, yeah, he's probably not the best kid to have your daughter be hanging out with.
So the girls. I wrote girls get back from her dare. Oh, yeah, because the one girl took a dare. Well, and they dare her to, like, go get the neighbor's bra and bring it back somehow. I'm not sure how she'd break in their house and steal it from her drawer. That's the only way I can think of it.
I mean, like, that or maybe, like, she was hanging her drawers out the dry, like, outside. But it's in the middle of the night. So I'm not sure. It's a weird.
So she comes back with, like, this triple G bra. Like, the cups are the size of all these girls' heads. And they're, like, all making fun. They think it's funny and everything. And Brittany, of course, still sad, says, love stinks.
I miss Adam.
And then we go over to Lisa, who repeats the exact same line. Love stinks. Who's in a different room, has no idea what's going on. But a little connection there as they both have some love trouble going on right now. And Lisa is still a little bummed about the whole churro thing. And tries... is Ray in here at this point, too? Like, Ray tries to make her feel better? I think so.
Ray tries to comfort her.
Hey, you'll find somebody. Don't worry about it. Guys are weird.
They have this whole, like, there's so many, you know, there's so many people out there. And she's like, well, have you found your person yet? And he's like, oh, well, maybe. Good point.
Yeah.
So.
Back upstairs, they're doing makeovers. They're watching scary movies.
Another Freddy movie.
Storm's coming, too. And they're getting scared because they hear some, like, lightning and some thunder. And then, like, a rattle at the window. And then someone screams because there's actually someone at the window at this point. I immediately think it's Roger trying to come in. But no, it's not Roger. It is Adam, Brittany Murphy's boy toy right now.
I thought it was going to be Churro.
Churro. From the top, upstairs? Could be.
Yeah. You don't know what he's doing.
So they... They're worried that they're in trouble. Oh yeah, because
the twins are like, oh no, this is bad. Like having a boy sneak in.
Yeah, if we get caught with this boy in the house, we're definitely going to be in trouble, right?
Yes.
So Adam and Brittany Murphy are just like making out in the corner. They try to get Adam to leave, but they realize that Brittany Murphy and Adam are obviously in love. They can't get him to leave, and they agree to let him stay for a little bit.
They do.
Brittany and Adam are thanking Tia and Tamara for letting them be together because they can't be together in front of their parents or anything like that. And then a knock at the door. It's Lisa, and they've got to figure out something quickly. They've got Adam in the room. They either have to get him out of there or hide him somewhere. I think he goes under the bed, right?
Was it under the bed? I thought it was in a closet.
I think at some point it ends up being on the bed because I think she sits down and he does the same thing from like Boy Meets World a couple weeks ago where he's like, ugh, right. When they sit on him. So I think all the girls are under one bed. He's under the other bed. Lisa sits down on that bed.
Why would the girls be under a bed?
Or on top of they're on one bed.
Okay.
So all the girls are sitting on one bed, and then I think the other bed's empty, and I think that's where Lisa sits and starts to, like, hang out and, like, want to talk to them about, like, I don't know, like, teenage girl slumber party type stuff, right?
Right.
So then as she's talking, she's about to leave, but she sees a motorcycle helmet in the room. She questions. She's like, what is this? And, like, the girls are trying to, like, claim that it's their motorcycle helmet.
Well, one girl, I don't remember which, Debbie, maybe? Is uh-huh. that? No, not Debbie.
Whatever, it doesn't
yeah.
matter.
One of the girls specifically is like, oh, that's mine. That's my helmet.
Some
puts it on.
Another crash
this is important, though.
Thunder,
this
lightning.
This is important because it comes back up in a minute.
Yeah, for sure. Power goes out. Lights are out. Adam, we see run out, and
Adam is a brilliant dude. He knows what he is doing, because as soon as the lights go out, he's like, "This is my opportunity," and he darts out the door. He is a smart dude.
Yeah, he's out of the bedroom, tries to get out of the house, but Lisa sees him. But the thing is, he's wearing this motorcycle helmet.
Well,
right?
not yet. First, he goes downstairs, and Ray is downstairs with a flashlight. Looking around, and he almost sees him, but Adam is able to avoid him. Adam goes back upstairs, and that is when
Lisa
sees him from the back. Yeah.
Okay, I have a different order, or maybe she saw him twice or something like that. But yeah, Lisa thinks it's the girl because they said it's her helmet, right? And like just
right.
sees him from behind or something like that.
Right.
So then he runs back into some other room upstairs. While Ray is trying to get the lights back on, I don't know how he thinks he's going to get the lights back on.
So I was going to ask you this, as a homeowner, like, would you ever, if your electricity went out, like, whole house electricity goes out.
Go to
like,
your electrical
during
box.
During a storm, would you go try to, like, flip your breaker?
No, I don't think that's going to work. But
no, it's made no sense. Like, I didn't understand this at all.
Unless somehow it's just your house, but.
If it was not storming at all, and there was a high, like.
You're running like 18 blow dryers
even,
in the house
yeah,
at the same
even
time.
Even still, it would take, I don't even know at what point I'd be like, this is probably a me thing and not a power company thing. Like, it just seems it's such a weird thing to do.
Yeah, so he's trying to get these lights on for some reason. But he keeps getting scared, right? Like, the lights and stuff are getting him scared. And he's kind of, Ray is freaking out a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And then, like, there's some weird noise. Like, weird noises and like the music changes on the episode where it's like scary and stuff. And then Ray finds Adam in a closet and is like, girls, who is this? And he knows immediately that there's a boy in the house and the girls have something to do with it.
Right.
So Ray and Lisa are both mad that this is happening, that the girls are lying, that they're sneaking someone in. It's revealed that this motorcycle person is Brittany Murphy's friend, who they have over the house, and he tells them, Ray's like, say, he's like, we had an agreement. This is a slumber party. No boys are allowed. And then as he's saying that, I think Roger thinks he's talking about him because he pops out of the closet and he's like, oh, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going.
This was good. This tiny little bit alone made me appreciate Roger enough that I'm optimistic that Roger's going to be a really fun character.
Yeah, he is for sure. So Roger tries to leave, but they're like, what are you doing down here? And he said, well, the lights went out and I thought that you guys were in trouble, so I came over to protect you. And they're like, in the closet? And he's like, there's danger everywhere. And then he leaves.
Yeah, this is good. I like this little bit. It's quick, but it's good.
So then they tell Ray, this is, I think, T and Samara talking, giving their reasoning why they allowed Adam to stay over. And they said, Lisa gave us this idea that if you find a guy that you really love, you have to hold on to him and not let him go. And we remembered that. So when Adam came over, we let him stay.
Because him and Sarah are in love.
Ray, of course, still mad about this whole thing. Lisa is like, Ray, why don't we give these two a little chance? Why don't we let them stay together just for a minute or two before we kick them out?
And he's let them say goodnight.
All right, you guys can have 1 minute. And they like just start making out as quick as they can. And then that's the end of the episode.
That's it.
Credit scene is just an audio credit scene. Like, it's the regular, like, just a shot of the house.
The
credit. But it's like everyone, it's all the girls, right? They're all just like saying, good night, Tia. Good night, Tamara. Good night, Sarah. Who all going through everyone or whatever. And then Roger, like, chimes in and says, like, good night as well, right?
He does. And they yell, get out. They don't yell, get out, Roger. But they say, Roger,
yeah.
Leave. I don't know why they didn't say get out, Roger. But
so that's it. That's the episode of Sister, Sister. I'm liking it. I'm having fun with it.
It's growing on me.
Okay.
It's growing on me. I don't dislike it. It just kind of is like a meh for me right now, but it's growing on me.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes like when I'm doing this show, like the shows get a little stale when we're watching the same shows over and over again. So I appreciate when something new comes in. We've got something to add to the mix. And Sister Sister is filling that spot for me right now. I don't remember these episodes that much. I remember little things, but I'm enjoying watching it.
I am too. And like I said, I don't dislike it, and it's growing more and more on me as I mean, we're only on episode three.
Three, yeah.
And you know me, I normally, it seems like for the most part, it takes, I have a little bit of a slower start of getting into a show than you do a lot of times. So I'm excited though, even though we don't get a whole lot, but we'll figure some stuff out. So
yeah. What do we got coming up next week on the show? Another Sister Sister, right?
So same kind of, yeah, same kind of setup. The main shows are all on a rerun. So we got one episode at the 9:30 slot, Sister Sister episode 4, season 1. So just one episode.
Cool. Excited to watch that one as well. And I will be back from Philadelphia. We'll talk about that maybe. And
zero voice, I guarantee it.
I don't know if I'll make it past night one. We'll see.
Night one of what? Of being in Philly or night there. One of WrestleMania?
Of being there.
I know, right?
Yeah. All right.
When does the wrestling kick off? Like, are there shows on Wednesday? Or does
there shows yesterday. On, like, yesterday. Monday, there were shows.
I have my boss lives in Philly, and I asked her, I said, hey, are you going to WrestleMania? She said, no, my husband is, though. I said, well, what night's he going? She said, both. And I was like, well, look, if you're not doing anything throughout the week, I'm like, you could find wrestling almost 24-7. You know, starting like Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, no joke at all.
Yeah.
All absolutely. Right. I'm going to go drink some salt water and gargle some Clorox.
Yeah, get some tea, get some hot tea ready. Don't do that. Do not do that. Just take it easy, man. Enjoy, relax, get rest. All
right.
You know, all the things you're not going to do.
I'm on it.
All right. Have a good week, Steve.
You got it, dude.
It is Friday night, and the mood is right. We'll have some fun, show how it's done. TGIF.
TBA Podcast.